Presley with Martin Bester.
You know, on Tuesdays we do a little something called How Hard Can It Be?
How hard can it be?
Today we're asking the question, how hard can it be to understand slang? In some countries it's really tough. Like the Scottish one,
yeah,
I don't understand it all. No. British was okay. Australian is hard.
It's like they have to do it in at least English. Or
it's supposed to be English.
Something. Bare minimum.
But I mean, we've got our own. We keep coming back to that. We also have our own that no one else will understand.
True. Yeah.
And a lot of this slang that we use in South Africa is actually Afrikaans.
Yes. Yeah.
Lekker, kwaai, kif. Kif, what's it called, is it?
Kif is Durban.
Is it? That's the morning was kop. Ook gehad, yeah, maar anyway, let's hear this.
Gaan kook jou kop is nou deel van my vocabulary.
Ja.
Dis baie snaaks.
We've stolen that one out from the Scottish, made it Afrikaans, and it's fantastic slang. To help us with the next bit of slang, our very, very special guest on the show this morning is Brendan van Rijn.
Môre.
Hoe gaan dit?
Goed en self.
Lekker, dankie. En baie mense sal natuurlik vir Brendan ken as 'n karakter, Cathy Pacific. I've been around for such an amazing long time.
Yeah, she's been around for almost 17 years.
Really?
17 years. Wow. Yeah.
Tell people what the character is.
She is South Africa's most loved flight attendant.
Uh-huh.
She's the queen of the skies. Pin-up girl for travel, aviation goddess, all of the above. Red carpet regular, front cover model. She's that sort of best friend, you know, you want to tell everything to in 5 minutes, literally.
And a fantastic show to watch.
Yes.
And she's 8 foot dressed up, instantly intimidating, completely harmless. Men want her, women want to be her.
Win all round.
Because Brendan, you're not a short guy. How tall are you?
No, I'm 6'4 without a heel.
So 6'4 without a heel. When Kathy comes out, it becomes
7.
It's
Amazonian.
Yeah. You've got a show coming up.
I do. That's why I'm here. I am at the Centurion Theatre for 3 performances only this week. Thursday night, Friday night at 7:30. And Sunday afternoon at 4:00.
Nee, kyk, as jy so op 'n Sondagmiddag iets anders wil doen, na kerk, dan gaan kyk jy 'n bietjie by die Centurion Theater. And it's a lekker show, it's Afrikaans and English.
Afrikaans, English, it's called specifically Cathy.
Yeah.
In fact, I take audiences back to 1984 when I put a dress on for the very first time.
Oh, wow.
And literally just didn't take it off.
Now, you're also here this morning to help us with slang of a different kind.
Hmm.
What shall we call it?
Well, we call it Gael, don't we?
Yeah. I don't know if people know that. It's like gay...
Lingo.
Slang.
Correct. Yeah. It's sort of a secret language.
But every like there are so many different kinds of slang around the world.
Mm. Yeah.
You even get within a country, I'm sure, depending on what part you're in,
you'll
use a slang that the rest of the country won't understand.
Absolutely, yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
So Gael is a slang that comes from, I suppose, gay culture.
Gay culture, it was in the apartheid era, especially when, police were coming down on homosexuals, transsexuals. It was sort of their secret language to communicate.
Got you.
Not to get into trouble, to warn each other.
Ah.
And it's just filtered through the years and used especially as well, flight attendants.
Really?
Love Gael, yes.
I
used to be one for 6 years for South African Airways, many years ago.
Are you serious?
Yes. I flew from 2001 to 2007.
Those were the good years. You guys used to go to New York for 5 days at a time.
That's where Cathy Pacific comes from. My love for traveling and my love, for dressing up. And I thought, well, how can I do both?
So try us. Give us a word. In gay slang, Gael, and let's see if we know it.
All right, I'll give you one or two. Beulah.
That's cool. Beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Right, Beulah is beautiful.
All right. Yeah. Then flight attendants use one quite often. You'd walk, especially in the morning,
at
the breakfast service, to run through the hotels.
Yeah.
And you'll say, passenger in 34C, he's got a nice lunch.
I think I have to figure that one out.
Yeah.
I just feel like I might be able to know what that means.
I'm not going to say what I think.
Yeah. Let's think about that one for a second.
Uh-huh. To have a Dora?
Oh, Dora. Okay. No, yeah. Always love a Dora.
Or to be Dora.
About slang from around the world. We've heard some Aussie slang, Scottish slang, British slang. We know some South African slang. How about some Gael? We have a very special guest on the show this morning, Brendan Van Rain. When in character, the character of Kathy Specific. And it's a fabulous show. It's escapism. It's larger than life. It's funny. But also asking you, while we're on the topic of how hard can it be to understand slang. Okay, so for those who missed out, Dora is a drink.
That's correct.
Maar jy kan nog gedora raak.
Jy kan gedora, absoluut, ja. En 'n dorette is 'n klein drankie.
Wow. I didn't know that. Okay. So,
so you can buy dorette drink. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's so klankie. Is this for ou klankie?
'N klein dorette.
That's a single. That's a dorette.
A dorette. En 'n dora. Okay, we're going to go into the news now on Secret Sign, but give us one more to try and figure out.
Which is what you do a lot on this station. You play great Moira.
Moira.
Oh.
Just
music.
Just music.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
We're going to change the station's line. More Moira.
You love.
There's more coming up.
You're with your Auburn family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Special guest on the show this morning is Brendan. Now, Brendan is doing a show as Kathy Specific. It's an evening of song, sass, and sequence. Mm,
lots of sequence.
Ah. All dressed up. Is drag artist still the right description?
Yes, that's a great description. Although, I suppose for the slang of drag artist is just drag.
Yeah.
just drag. RuPaul made it like really accessible and very, very famous all over the world, right?
Martin, he has. In my opinion, perhaps too accessible.
Because it's supposed to be
a little naughty pleasure niche. You know, there wasn't something popping up every week, every day. It was something to really look forward to.
It's not that easy. I have tried it on the show. And it was, yes.
Yeah. Oh, if only you'd seen it.
How hard can it be? I got it wrong on many levels. One of the things I got wrong was the name. Just in case you didn't hear, this is how it went.
Wake up with your morning family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
How hard can it be to be a drag artist? To help us this morning, we have a very, very beautiful guest on the show today. Riri Rouge. I need a fabulous drag name. Please help me, yeah?
Goeie naam vir Martin is Martonique Mesquite.
Martonique Mesquite.
Sure. I think maybe Malfat pudding is not even for you.
Malva thing, I remember it. Weet jy wat ek daarvan hou? Want dit is warm.
Malva Mavis, dit klink asof jy bietjie mal, bietjie mild is.
Ja. As jy mal is, is jy?
Mildred. En as jy lelik is, is jy Hilda.
Ja, Hilda. En as jy baie lelik is, is jy Griselda.
Griselda. Dis die weer daarbij, dis Griselda Kelly daarbij.
Hou my lipstiffie en watch hierdie move.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Mavis Mulva Pudding.
Is your weird for spelling? Thomas, prepare yourselves. Are you ready?
It's raining men. Hallelujah.
The toughest part was those hills.
It was like watching a newborn. Watching a newborn giraffe. Literally as it's just been birthed. Took the steps.
The stability.
On with those. And then he just stood. He planted himself in one place and did not move.
Thought he's safe if he stood still.
Yeah.
I was very impressed. That was the most dangerous. How hard can it be?
It's intimidating.
Yeah, I was incredibly impressed.
Your children are naughty. I'll come to their school. Dressed like Mavis Mulva Pudding. And they will be. Now, looking forward to your show. Okay, so just a last couple of slang. This morning, if you're just tuning in, asking the question, how hard can it be to understand slang? Aussie slang is very hard.
Yes.
That was like really tough.
Yeah.
Scottish slang was even tougher.
There wasn't even English in that.
No.
No.
British slang, I think we all know what a geezer is.
Yeah.
geezer and a pint or two.
Yeah.
And all that
and
kind of
chin
stuff.
Wag. Thank you, Alex.
And Gale, it's a slang that comes from gay community. Like Beulah is slang for beautiful.
Vera to vomit.
Oh, to Vera.
Oh. Yeah. And all three of you have great Veronicas, which means voices.
Oh, I love that.
Let me just go back to Vera voice.
And then we were speaking about a Dora earlier on, and if somebody had too many Doras and passes out, they Petula Clark.
What does that mean?
That means to pass out.
Petula Clark. Sy't gou by 2 o'clock. Sy't te veel gedora. Dis ek geweer haar.
Ja.
En toe gaan sy op by 2 o'clock.
Should have told it.
Okay, last ones. I love Moira as well for music.
Oh, me too.
I'm going to make the station change that little slug line.
They don't know yet.
More Moira you love.
A Christina is a gay man who attends church.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
That is very funny.
Hi, Darth Christina.
And Carol is to cry.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, c'est très Carol.
C'est très Carol.
Oh, c'est très Carol. I love this.
Okay, last one.
A gossip is an Agatha.
That is so left of center.
You know, that one's a big Agatha.
Okay, so, give me one that people have to guess. So, because Agatha is tough.
Yeah,
Agatha is tough. I wouldn't have said that.
I wouldn't have known.
And Petula Clark.
Okay, this okay. one.
Yeah.
To be furious.
What is to be furious in Gale? Okay, to be furious. Echan Rai F. To be furious. Well, I guess no. Oh, yeah, okay. Let's see what comes in on the WhatsApp line. Okay, 084-850-0942. Listen, thank you very much for stopping by. I really do appreciate it. And in case you missed it, specifically Kathy. This is Brendan's show, as Kathy Specific is happening at the Centurion Theatre, which, by the way, is a fabulous theatre.
It's a wonderful, wonderful space. 220 seats. It's like a family-run operation.
No, it is. I actually, in COVID, we broadcast or did an online show from there. Yeah. And I was reminded, it is really, it's a fantastic little theatre in the middle of Centurion.
And listeners can get tickets via the theatre or through Quicket.
Yeah, if you want to go and just, it's just escapism. It's fun. It's funny. Mm. And it is beautiful. How long does it take you to look like Kathy?
17 years later, still 3.5 hours.
Oh,
wow.
Kathy would have been here this morning, but she only wakes up at 11. So.
3.5 hours. Yeah.
Worth it, though. I've seen the show. It is, well, I've seen a different show. Yeah. It's totally worth it.
Yeah. Brendan, good to see you.
All lovely the best to see the you. Show Thanks is. So much. Thank you.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester, Jacaranda FM.
Thanks, Brendan, for being on the show this morning. He left us with a final question. How hard can it be to understand slang, in this case, gay slang or Gale, for furious, being angry, being furious? What do you think it was?
Ek dink die woord vir furious is dalk 'n Ferrari.
If it's not, it should be. Ek is Ferrari. Dit klink reg.
Ek sien hierdie Gale is hulle gebruik allerlei female names vir die explanations. Ja. So miskien to be furious is ietsie soos 'n Fiona. Of dalk is to be furious Felicity.
Ooh. You're too happy.
Felicity. Yeah.
I say Alyssa's.
I say Felicity.
Ek is nou Felicity for a Dora.
Yeah.
A Dorette. Yeah. I'll say. Yeah. Now, the real one, thanks, Greg. You got it right here on the WhatsApp line, Gregory. It's Fula.
Oh.
She's bi-quarter. She's furious. She's Fula.
I loved it.
Yeah, and is it Clara? This is your Fina.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. 6 to 9 weekdays. Jacaranda FM.